Baptist minister Irvin Fouted now hates everybody. This is On News, I'm Hano 4. Former anti-homosexual propagandist and Baptist minister Fred Phelps of Topeka, Kansas, was recently released from National Naval Medical Center, where he had been hospitalized for confusion. Sources close to the source say he collapsed during a weenie roast after witnessing several alien inductions slash anal probings. Phelps was comatose for 3 days, during which time he visited God at his summer estate on Martha's Vineyard. Upon regaining consciousness, the Reverend recited his revelation that everyone was fat except him. Slack John Fowlers quickly made up signs berating everyone and from dead soldiers to fag enablers and protested in front of the Reverend's hospital room. Chants of "God hates everyone except Reverend Phelps" could be heard from as far away as Wenham, Massachusetts. Long admired by American Nazis for his focused rage against homosexuals, Phelps' hatred began as a child with his fascination with all things rectal. Raised by fanatical missionaries in Borneo, he kept his pent-up homosexual urges to himself. Years of mental imbalance, undisturbed by counseling, transformed his self-hatred into a radical, seething, anti-gay agenda. Until recently, his God Hates Fags ministry was his all-consuming passion. Fired with a new purpose, Phelps has transformed his organization into God Hates Everyone Except Me. Most members were confused at the outset, not knowing who the "me" referred to. Clarification will be made at a press conference on 10th April. In an unrelated incident, Charles de Gaulle, Phelps' left-hand man, was horribly mutilated in a masturbation accident while on a hunting trip with Dick Cheney. For On News, I'm Hanoa 4.